Welcome back to Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. Let's go on a whirlwind tour around the world. A whirlwind tour, if you will. Talking about cultures and languages that are quite foreign to me and Bob. Starting with Canada. Enjoy.
Alana Friskix is leaving the Fringe.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, and I had had a conversation because I had invited her to come to the table talk to be a part of it, but she couldn't. But at the same time, then she asked me if I wanted to facilitate the Canadian Fringe Association's board retreat in Canada, in Alberta, in November.
Is that where she's going, or...?
I don't think so. Okay. I don't really know, though. But she's still going to make that trip and represent. She and a couple of other people are going from Orlando.
Oh, that'd be fun.
But I couldn't do it. I couldn't I couldn't work out the date. So I asked my friend Richard Paul if he could do it, because he's a wonderful facilitator, and he's now out on his own. And it's nice to have someone I can actually ask to do that. It used to be Gert Garman, but she's not been operating, you know, in the business circle for a little while. And I think it's going to work out. I think he's going to actually get to do it.
Oh, good.
Which delights me. I love it when I can, if I can't do a job that I want to do, especially hand off a good job that you really enjoy doing. Yeah. So you got to be paid in Canadian dollars. That's, you know.
Something.
Yeah. That's, you know what the exchange rate is for Canadian dollars to American dollars?
80?
About 75 cents, yeah, 75 cents to a dollar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I learned that when I was looking
but at it. But while you're there, if you have any health scares, free.
Good point.
Yeah.
That's it. Now, you're still a Canadian citizen.
Still a Canadian citizen.
So if you get sick, you just cross over the border and you take care of
it? I don't know that's how it works, but yeah, I mean, eventually I'll probably move back up there.
Yeah, yeah?
Yeah.
And
it's nice and cold.
Now, what province was your family originally from?
Quebec.
Quebec. Mm-hmm. Quebec. And geographically, where is that in Canada?
Just north of Western New York.
Oh, okay, yeah. Good. That was good. I thought you were going to give me Canadian directions. You know what? So you take a left at Ottawa.
Well, if you have as the moose flies, it's going to be about 200 kilometers right next to from the maple syrup factory.
Did your family ever develop like a Canadian accent?
No, Montreal was not like speaking Canadian English. It was all French up there.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, you any French accents? Did you speak French? Did your family speak French?
Yeah. So they were, when they came over from Greece, that was the first thing they learned was French. So they went from Greek to French, and then they learned enough English to come down here.
So let me ask you this. You may not know this, but are there real similarities between the French language and the Greek language?
No. French, Portuguese, Spanish, Italian, I think Portuguese, yeah, is all Latin-based.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Portuguese has got a weird twist to it. I mean, as far as, I think it's Latin-based, but but it's one that different. I can't translate. It's one that, like, I can understand some French based on my knowledge of Spanish. I can understand some Italian based on my knowledge of Spanish. Even a little bit of German, but which is weird because I don't even, that's Germanic, right? But I think there's something about being in the European Union that makes people sound the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
foreign.
Hey, it's Bob. I don't actually think all people from Europe sound the same. I've just found similarities in many European languages beyond those of England, Ireland, and Scotland. And I was happy to learn a little Canadian geography today. You'd think that someone who grew up less than 400 miles from Quebec would know where it is. I didn't. But I do now, thanks to my podcast partner and personal GPS, Nick. Learning is growing, my friends. Let's do more of that. That's all for this episode of The Dose. Be sure to check out tomorrow's show. Our buddy Kelly Joy Ladd will be joining us for the conversation. It's going to be fun.